And what have we got going on here, Robbo?
Well, mate, I've got a runner on the course and I'd like to have a quick chat. Welcome, Joshy Griffiths. How's
hey,
things,
boys.
Mate?
Yeah, good to see you.
Josh.
Fancy seeing you here.
Yeah, no, look, it's fantastic to have you here. Josh, for those that don't know, Josh is a local runner. He actually came to one of our Run Better workshops not that long ago. And I caught up with Josh last night at the Foreshore 5,
right,
where Josh ended up coming second in a new PB of
17.24.
There you go. So, mate, that's what a Run Better session can do. How's your running going, mate?
Oh, it's been huge. I've bought the transitional shoes with the zero drop, so I've started that training and been feeling good. And the whole techniques that you provide at the training just change everything for me. I feel fresher, more efficient. It's been great. Yeah.
It must have been great too to understand that Robbo was behind you in the 5K last night. I think Robbo was a little bit disappointed that he didn't knock you off there. So, you know, the coach or the master beats the student.
That's right. Well, I was lucky enough to he took off and I was chasing him for a while and he helped me with the stride pattern and things like that, and I was quite surprised to see him come back to the field. But nevertheless, it was a good night.
That's good, and I've got to say this is completely unstaged, folks. We've just absolutely run into Josh by random out here on the beautiful Fernley track. Mate, you're a starter for the Fernley 15 later on in the year.
Absolutely, yeah. I think when we had the chance of doing the very first one, a few of mates and I decided that it's one of those ones we must do every year and make sure that, you know, when we're 60, we've done every one and doing it with the kids and all that sort of thing. Should be great.
Wonderful. All right. Well, there you go, folks. Great to catch up. Mossy, one last thing.
I've got a couple of quick questions. I always like on our podcast to find out a few things. If you could run with anyone, dead or alive, who would it be?
Oh, Mo Farah at the moment. He's just an inspiration, and you can just tell he loves running. And, you know, I think it'd be great. I wouldn't be able to keep up with him, but he'd be really great to run with, yeah.
What about like to run naked? Do you take the pledge at least once a week to run naked?
I feel really guilty today because you've caught me on the track, sprung red-handed with a GPS watch and an iPod. But this is the first run this year I've done with an iPod, so it's a bit unlucky for me. I generally do ditch the distractions and run naked.
Well, Josh, it's a pleasure to have you with us on the Naked Runners podcast.
Thanks, boys. Cheers.